Default is not an option. That is what President Joe Biden said over the weekend as talks continue and are set to resume this week with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy regarding the debt ceiling being raised. To talk about it more this morning, we're joined by Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz. And Ryan, what time did the negotiations resume later this morning? Obviously, it's getting closer and closer to that June 1st deadline.
Right, yeah, we're expecting it to happen sometime this afternoon. They haven't posted officially on the White House schedule yet what time that's going to be happening. So we don't have we're just led to believe it's sometime in the afternoon, and the president's going to be getting his daily briefing around 10 o'clock today. But besides that, we don't know too many specifics just yet.
When it comes to the negotiation table, what are still the main sticking points? I know, obviously, we talked about it several times, that compromise is essentially going to have to happen. But you kind of get some differing reports saying that progress is being made, others still saying that the sides are miles apart. Where's the truth lie this morning?
Well, so based off what McCarthy told reporters over the weekend around Sunday, he said that he had a productive phone call with President Biden by phone. Now, he pretty much made clear that one of the things that's big for him is that we just simply need to spend less money than we did last year. Now, how much of that money he can get President Biden to agree to cutting, I think that kind of remains to be seen, and we'll kind of see where President Biden is when he kind of emerges today and speaks. You know, he's been gone for the last 7 days over in Japan, and he cut that trip short in order to come back and do these negotiations.
When it comes to the negotiation table, are they hopeful that maybe they can get something done before this coming week? Because one thing to remember is next Monday is technically a government holiday, so that's one less day to actually get any work done.
Yeah. And from what we understand, too, is that Speaker McCarthy is going to abide by the 72-hour rule if, in fact, there's a piece of legislation that gets put together so he can give members some more time to be able to look over it, study it, and make their own conclusion. That was kind of a big thing that a lot of different members of Congress have been pushing over the last couple of years. And I believe that was a part of one of the concessions to make McCarthy speaker, is that they wanted to have time to read their bills and all that. So that kind of puts them up against the clock. You know, it's almost vital for them to get a deal done this week, because, you know, they have to go through the typical legislative process, and we're getting really close to that June 1st deadline that the Treasury Secretary has set.
Ryan, we're appreciating the update as always. It's definitely prevalent that the clock is ticking. You get yourself prepared for later this afternoon. We look forward to the updates later this week.
All right. Sounds good, Mac. Thank you.
It's Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio joining us here on Fort Wayne's Morning News as the debate continues on the debt ceiling problems. Going to be curious to see if a resolution is indeed brought forward here by the end of the week.
Podcasts by Federated Media.